Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice attends an international conference in Rome today aimed at bringing an end to fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. During 2 days of talks with leaders in Lebanon and Israel, Rice has maintained the U.S. position that there must be an enduring ceasefire, one that she says, quote, can deal with the causes of extremism that began this crisis. As diplomatic efforts continue, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has been talking to White House officials about the president's view on all of this, and he joins me now. Juan, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
So European nations are reluctant to contribute troops to a peacekeeping force in Lebanon, and the United States says it won't either. What is the administration thinking in this area?
Don, the president is still hoping to persuade some European countries to join in a multinational peacekeeping effort, but White House officials say the president's primary focus remains on building a coalition of moderate Arab states, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, and hoping that they will bolster the Lebanese government. That may include acting as part of a peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon. For the U.S., the key to convincing those countries to act as an alliance is to make the case to them that they are in danger from Iran's expanding influence in the region. The president believes he has support from Arab leaders on this point, at least behind closed doors. But publicly, as you know, those Arab leaders are pressing the U.S. to lean on Israel to halt its bombing campaign.
Yesterday, we heard President Bush say he wants to address the root cause of the violence in the Middle East in order to bring about a lasting peace. That's the language they've really been sticking to. What are the White House officials saying about that now?
Well, Don, they're saying that Iran wants to dominate the Arab world, and Mr. Bush believes that is the root cause of the violence. The president sees Iran acting to arm and support Hezbollah. He sees Iran exerting influence on Syria, another Hezbollah patron. White House officials also say that he believes Iran instigated the fighting between Hezbollah and Israel in part to distract international attention from Iran's nuclear weapons program. The president also views Iran as playing a role in the ongoing violence in Iraq.
On Sunday, Syria's ambassador to the U.S. said his country's open to direct talks with the United States. Is the president open to talking with Syrian President Assad?
U.S. officials acknowledge that repositioning Syria is critical because of its influence over Hezbollah and ties to Iran. But the president is less interested in direct talks with Syria than he is in having those moderate Arab countries deal with Syria, even squeezing Syria politically and economically to draw Damascus into that Arab coalition that would be a counterweight to Iran.
And finally, as hostilities continue along the Israeli-Lebanon border, there is another conflict going on between Israel and the Palestinians. Is the administration still monitoring and doing things to diffuse that conflict?
Well, you know, Don, at this point, there's little attention on the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. At best, the administration hopes to offer support to Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, head of the Palestinian Authority, and to refuse to deal with the more radical Hamas party. But again, here, the president wants to get those moderate Arab leaders to take the lead, to get involved on the theory that Hamas's hostility to Israel plays into Iran's hands, its ambitions to dominate hegemony in the region. On Sunday, the president met with the Saudi ambassador and foreign minister here in Washington, and he has been on the phone with other Arab leaders to share his view.
Juan, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.